Hello. Welcome to Release Your Wings. Occasionally in these programs, we have viewers like you write us letters and ask questions. And we read them all, and some of them are more appropriate than others. This is one we'd like to answer back. Let me read that, and then I'll introduce us and tell you what our topic is. The question is, how can spiritual study help me make my father understand that if I'm a girl, he must be proud of me and not cut my wings? The title of this talk we're having is Relating to Our Parents. I'm Dan Bagley, and once again, I'm interviewing my friend Shireen Shatta.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Shireen. Well, this was one we had to go and really find out a little bit more, because we didn't know if we were talking to a 13-year-old, a 43-year-old, or what in between. And we found this was a young woman at 20 years old. And this is a serious question. Would you like to start on it?
Yes. I had a lot of thoughts about it. And interesting enough, we filmed it once and then we had to discard the film for various reasons.
It's because you started yelling at me? No. That never happened.
We should blame it on Helen.
Yeah, we'll blame it on Helen, our technical person.
It's really blame it on her. Actually, the computer, maybe. The interesting thing about it was actually, even after I answered it the first time, I was thinking about her and sending her a lot of good wishes. And because what I feel is the onus is on us. As parents, parents' responsibility is to, you know, feed us, clothe us, and get us to a point where we can stand our own two feet. After that, we should be really careful that who our influences are. Mm-hmm. If you feel, you know, I mean, of course we have to have love and regard and respect for our parents, but if you feel the influence is not very good, then the onus is on us to mentally, not physically detach, but mentally detach from that influence.
Yes. I, being the father in this discussion, I, at first, thinking it was a much younger child, was worried about, is this about curfew, and that cutting my wings, but realizing it is a more mature young woman, I started thinking about how we parents, A, worry too much, because we're the ones that remember the child in our hands, and now, you know, from the moment
all of a sudden they're 20 years old and they're gone.
Yeah, even before that, they go off to school, they come back with words we didn't teach them. I mean, there are any number of things that parents do, you know, just the entire act of parenting, I feel, is letting go of control.
Dan, you are looking at this from a lens of an American
yes.
male, and it's very different. In many parts of the world, a father or a parent, even a mother, they have different views for a girl and different views for a boy.
I am certain of this. By the way, this letter came from Northern India.
Yeah, and so they have different views. And so I understand your protectiveness because you're a parent. But also because I'm from India, I do know the lens that females are looked at are very different from the lens that males are looked at. And many times, and I'm not saying in all cases, and many times men are given more opportunities and women are not given as many opportunities. And I understood that it was coming from that place that she's not getting the right opportunities. And, you know, I wanted to share my own personal experience in this when I wanted to come to the United States. This was a long time ago, 22 years ago, and I was coming here alone to study. And at that time, you know, as a young girl, no one in my family came here alone to study, and not only my parents, but my whole extended family was in uproar. You know, how can you go there alone? Maybe you should get her married. Maybe you should do all of these things. And I remember just putting my foot down and saying, no, I am going. Mm-hmm. And I felt like because I put my foot down, I was allowed to go. I was given the whatever, you know, the money, because I needed the money for tickets and all of those things. But I had to do that, you know. If I just said, oh, they didn't want me to go and just kept quiet, then it wouldn't have happened.
I wonder what the role of your being very responsible, knowing you, you were very responsible. And I wonder whether it was your parents were more progressive than most of those around them, or whether you had built over time a belief in them that she may ask for more than I'm willing for her to take on, but she has always come through for us. Is that part of it?
Yes, no, my dad is very supportive of everything, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, because of him, I'm here, because he said, yes, she should go. You know, even if whatever we are going to do, we'll make the money arrangements, right. And she should go. He was the one who finally said, no, she should go, even before my mom said that. And so I'm very thankful to them. It is mm-hmm. their progressive thing, but also there was a responsibility on my part.
Absolutely.
And what I'm saying is not everyone is as lucky to get parents like mine. Mm-hmm. And also I didn't have any brothers growing up, so there was no differentiation in the way I was treated to a way a brother was treated, you know, like, because I didn't have any brothers, we were all treated equally. But also, you know, if you're not as lucky as me to have parents, and if you are in a country where the lens in which you're looked at is different, I feel that's how we use the spiritual study, that I see myself the way God sees me. I see myself as a Shakti, as someone who can do things, as someone who can really take responsibility for myself and not get influenced by others' vision for me.
Yeah. I also see that in how we view our parents. And I see my father as being able to learn to understand this. I think might be a good meditation to have.
Exactly.
Because then I'm not coming across as whiny or pushy.
Right.
An exercise I did after my meditation was, you know, this one to push, you know, my right hand against my left. And if anyone wants to try this, it'll work for you too. Now push a little harder. And then notice as you push your right hand against the left, what your left hand is doing is pushing back. So there's a way of getting parents to maybe come around. And the point I was trying to get to is that personal responsibility, the incredible integrity I know you've had since being a child, that backs up the fierceness in your eyes to say, I must do this.
Yeah.
Which comes from your soul. Your heart is saying, this is what I must do.
Exactly. You know, and also I remember when I first told them that I wanted to dedicate my life to God and I'm not going to get married, I thought they were going to have a heart attack. You know, because as an Indian girl, my mom told me later, oh, you promised when you were going to the United States that you would get married, but now you're coming, because I decided to do this here, not in India, and now you're coming back and telling us you're not going to get married. Our worst fears are realized, right? From that point, worst fear is, you know, that what happened to you, you know, someone abducted you.
Our worst fears have come true. You're giving your life to God. I'm sure that's not the context it was
meant. Yes, but you know, it was a big thing, because in India, getting married and having children is like the be all and end all thing. You know, everyone does that, and
from everyone but one.
a few of us didn't
do
it. And so from that point to now. And even my parents also agree that they grew up with me, that their worldview changed because of the choices I made.
I think once again, I'm speaking as a parent, so I have a weird distorted lens. But what I'd say to the father is that opportunity to grow, I as a man, I as a father, is one of the gifts we get from our children. Because I've got two children who are both adults in their 30s, so now I've gotten to watch it through all the progressions, and it is an incredible gift when our child says this is important, and only on faith that we trust them to say, okay, I'll give you more freedom, I'll trust you, you've been responsible up to this point. And it helps my spiritual practice. And that's one of the important pieces to understand.
Yeah.
So the father, I think, has some payoffs that he cannot, a spiritual payoff that he cannot get. And it doesn't mean he's going to become a more spiritual man.
Yeah, but maybe that's not his inclination or leaning.
Even if it's not, there's a feeling, a pride kind of thing. So I'm hoping that she will very rationally, in the way that he is best going to understand it, to say, listen, this is important. I am responsible. I will be responsible. Let me have more freedom in a way that you don't die out here. That's not the wording I would use. The other point was, must be proud of me. We men, and I'm pretty certain this isn't just cultural, it's testosterone poisoning or something. Sometimes we don't express emotions of sentimentality, pride in our kids. I mean, within the last few months, I've said something that just totally delighted me about one of my sons. Did you hear that? I've forgotten if it was the sermon he delivered or something, but it was just, I'm sitting there beaming with pride, reliving it with my wife, and she says, have you mentioned that to him? And I thought, no. I need to remember that. Sometimes fathers have pride in the privacy of talking with their spouse. And so I wouldn't jump to the conclusion, not proud of, so much as not unskillful at expressing maybe all the range of emotions
that she can feel.
But again, I don't know him, so I'm talking about a man who's not even speaking my language probably across the world.
Yeah, in many ways not speaking your language,
yeah.
Not just English.
But she is a gift. I don't think she's thought about this, but she is a gift to him greater than she can imagine if she can maintain that spiritual core and say, please.
That's something you have to believe in yourself. You have to have faith in yourself. You have to have that self-respect. And it has to be that at some point, the way you view yourself shouldn't be based on the way that other people are viewing you. And I know it's really hard to get away from the way parents view you, but it's a challenge, and I'm sure she will be able to master this challenge of not viewing herself the way her parents are seeing her. And just viewing, and that's what spiritual study is for, that you view yourself the way God sees you. You view yourself in your ultimate self-respect. You know, like the Shakti who can do anything is, and who will not misuse any of the freedom that they get, and to have that confidence and that faith in yourself and just go forward with that and not take on the cultural baggage that comes from being a woman. I feel that one of the core teachings of the Brahma Kumaris is, I am a soul, I'm not male, I am not female. And to really sit in that. Because when I sit in this consciousness, I'm not male or I'm not female, then the way other people view me will be the same.
And to view that from the calmness of meditation and not the angst of fear or anger at our parents is the essential part.
Right. And also to be independent, you know, to really be independent of all of these opinions, these views. And this is a perfect opportunity to learn to be independent of other people's opinions of you.
The other thought that I had as we're heading toward our last minute or so is her ability to forgive her father for any perceived shortcomings. And I say perceived, they're probably, possibly real, but for her to let open up and let her heart open up to him. Because he won't change immediately, but he can change. That act of forgiveness is remarkable. And it's in our eyes, it glows from our hearts, and it's palpable. And so that's the spiritual practice. She specifically asked it, what spiritual study, if that is part of it, is open-hearted forgiveness, loving, and that confidence of I am a pure being, immortal, everlasting. So we're coming down toward the end of this, and I hope this has helped her. And I hope it's helped, of course. We don't choose it just on one person. We choose if this is a universal theme or will help many people, then that's how we choose the question that we'll do on the air. Anything else on
this? No, that was great.
Nor for I. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Dan. Shireen.